This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The Syrian government Thursday said the United Nations could use a border crossing from Turkey to continue delivering aid to the northwest Syria area for another 6 months after the Security Council failed to renew its authorization for the operation. Syria's UN ambassador, Bassam Saba, wrote,
"The government of the Syrian Arab Republic has taken the sovereign decision to grant the United Nations and its specialized agencies permission to use Bab al-Hawa crossing to deliver humanitarian aid to civilian in need in the northwest Syria."
Russia had vetoed the program's authorization earlier this week. President Joe Biden is making it clear that the U.S. is interested in dealing with Russia over a detained Wall Street Journal reporter. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It's been more than 100 days since Evan Gerskovich was arrested in Russia on espionage charges. The Kremlin suggested earlier this month it's open to a possible prisoner exchange that could involve Gerskovich in Finland.
"Oh, I'm serious about prisoner exchange. I'm serious about doing all we can to free Americans from being illegally held."
The White House says there have been talks between the two sides, but no clear path to freeing Gerskovich. Here in Washington,
"I'm just so proud of him."
Danielle Gerskovich got a letter from her little brother yesterday and says he's staying brave. She's trying to do the same, but acknowledges his captivity's taking an emotional toll.
"It still feels unreal."
Sagar Magani, Washington.
As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday said his country will not extend the Black Sea grain deal with Ukraine, which expires next Monday, unless the West meets its demands. Putin added that lifting Western sanctions on the Russian Agricultural Bank to allow it to use the SWIFT payment system was one of Russian conditions, noting that Moscow also demands lifting restrictions on shipping and insurance that hampered Russian agricultural exports. Turkey and the UN negotiated the breakthrough accord last summer to ease a global food crisis, along with a separate agreement with Russia to facilitate shipments of its food and fertilizer. Soda sweetener aspartame, now listed as possible cancer cause, but it's still considered safe. AP's Lisa Dwyer explains.
The World Health Organization's Cancer Agency has deemed the artificial sweetener aspartame to be a possible cause of cancer, while a separate group, looking at the same evidence, said it still considers the sugar substitute safe. Scientists say that as long as people do not exceed recommended levels, then they shouldn't worry about any potential cancer risk from aspartame. Aspartame was approved in 1974 by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. According to the FDA at that time, a person weighing 132 pounds would need to consume about 75 aspartame packets to reach the recommended cap. In 1981, a group of UN experts set the daily safe limit slightly lower. The overall message is, use aspartame in moderation. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. Justice Department is urging a federal judge to reject Donald Trump's effort to postpone his trial in the classified documents case. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Federal prosecutors say there is no basis for an open-ended delay that would likely push the trial until past the November 2024 election. They wanted the trial to start December 11th this year, but it was Donald Trump's team that asked it be pushed off given his busy schedule campaigning. The former president is charged with 37 felony counts. The Trump team also suggested it would be difficult to select an impartial jury before the election. But the prosecution came back saying that's all the more reason to get started sooner rather than later. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. officials have approved the first over-the-counter birth control pill, a major change that will broaden access for women and teenagers. Previously, all birth control pills required a doctor's note. Perrigo, the maker, won't start selling the pill until early next year. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.